Good day, listeners. It's Pabi here, and today is a beautiful day. I mean, the sun is out and we are having an interview outside. The birds are chirping and it's just beautiful. And today we have a surprise for you all. We are joined by Letunia Khajepe and Ladesha Jagjibin. And today we will be discussing the economic status of South Africa, which was chosen by our listeners, of course, along with questions revolving around it.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here and thank you for having us.
Likewise, and on behalf of both of us, I'd like to extend our gratitude. We wouldn't be here without you. Right, so, okay, thank you for coming and thank you for joining us. Where do we start? Okay, I have a question. Where do you guys think the government's money should go? Or rather, which area should the government spending focus greater attention on?
That's a tough question. Well, I think I speak for all of us when I say that the government should focus more on areas such as the Eastern Cape, which is the least wealthy province in South Africa. Therefore, most children there are already born into poverty, specifically at the rural areas.
Yeah, true. And due to that, most parents cannot afford to take their children to well-educating schools. Some can't even take their kids to school at all. The statement, education and healthcare should be free for all citizens in this country, is this very necessary?
I agree with you, both of you actually. And I'd just like to add to that by saying that not only for the Eastern Cape rural areas, but as well as for the whole country, and not only for school children, but as well as university students, because many people can't afford to be taken to university. It is the government's job. Free education for all.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. Is the government looking into this? Do they have any official goals for our country?
Well, according to my sources, the government is looking into getting rid of poverty, reducing the inequality, apparatus programs that don't need additional assets, and extended periods of time, putting important things first and taking the first steps to unblock execution. They are also concentrating on places where execution of existing policies needs to upgrade, and they're also concentrating on dialogues to control obstacles to execution.
So would you say they're succeeding in these goals?
Not quite. I mean, they have only began succeeding in only 1 out of 10 of their goals. They have succeeded in poverty, but they seem to be struggling with inequality. But they're still working on the rest, as promised.
Let's hope so. But yet, what can the government do and should do? What can the government do and what should they do to reduce inequality?
I think the government should raise poor people's pay, seeing that everything's prices are rising. And it's already hard for poor people to buy food for their families, buy prepaid electricity and water. I also think the government should get more skilled workers, because there's a lot of skilled people without jobs in South Africa.
Yeah, and I mean, well, economic inequality is found in various measures of economic well-being among individuals in a group, among groups in population, or among countries. It basically refers to income inequality, wealth inequality, or wealth gap. And according to my sources, there's actually 6 ways to reduce economic inequality through using taxes.
They increase the minimum wage, expand the earned income, build assets for working families, invest in education, make the tax code more progressive. I mean, they can do a whole lot of things. But yet again, it goes back to whether the government wants to do it or not.
But how can the government use taxes to promote economic growth in South Africa?
I think the South African government should let rich people pay more taxes than poor people to prevent taking money from people who already don't have enough money to buy food for themselves. It will also bring equality to South Africa.
Okay, let's change the topic from inequality to recession. What is recession and what does it mean when a country goes through recession?
Ugh, that's easy. Recession is a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced.
True. And when a country goes through a time of economic decline, aka recession, and it's accompanied by a drop in stock market, high levels of unemployment, and a decline in housing market, did you know that it can also be called a negative economic growth or economic decline?
Recession is basically when a country is declined or it faces a slowdown.
If so, does the recession phase affect important goods and services to South Africa?
Well, customs duty is tax imposed on goods when transported across international borders. The country's economy, jobs, environment, residents, etc., by controlling the flow of goods.
Does this recession phase affect the exchange rate with other countries?
In my own opinion, I think that the currency value will most probably fall whilst a recession is happening. Do you think outside investors will still continue doing business with South Africa?
I don't think other countries would still want to do business with a country with an unstable currency. Reason being that the prices of goods and services will either increase or decrease.
So, what economic system does South Africa currently fall under?
South Africa currently falls under the free market economic system. Do you guys know why the government subscribes to this?
I think the government subscribes to the free market economic system because it is easier for other countries to import and export goods and services. Wait, what is a free market economic system?
A free market economy is a system where the prices of goods and services are determined by supply as well as demand. The market economy assesses in the following: business efficiency, increased productivity, innovation for competitive edge. Therefore, the South African government has seen it as the best option to fall under the market economy.
Okay, I think by now we are all on the same page and agree that South Africa should fall under the command economic system. But why though? What are the pros and cons of the command system? Judging by the fact that there are four systems: the traditional economic system, command economic system, mixed economic system, and the market economic system.
The reason why the government should join the command economic system is that private companies are in control of production or hiring workers based on the business needs and qualifications. So the South African government can set wages and job openings to decrease the unemployment rate as well as a wage distribution that it sees fit. Whilst all this is happening, it can also lower levels of inequality.
Some more of the pros are that it lowers the levels of unemployment and it can also replace product profit as the primary incentive of production. But nothing ever has only positives. The command economy, however, includes disadvantages, such as the government will have control over means of production. This is a bad thing because the South African government is corrupt.
Some more of the disadvantages are that the efficiency is compromised when the government acts as a standing stone by controlling aspects of the country's economy, and there is also a lack of competition. But at the end of the day, the advantages beat the disadvantages.
South Africa is classified as a developing country. Why is this so? The World Economic Forum has three phases every country has to go through. These three developing processes. The first one is that the country has to provide enough labor and natural resources, which South Africa has already produced.
Another one is that they need to have a higher education and training, which South Africa is currently working on. South Africa is working on getting a higher education system in schools all around the country.
The last one is where competitiveness is developed based on the successful global commercialization of new goods and services and new technologies, which South Africa has not yet reached.
Are there any countries that are succeeding in adapting to a centrally planned economy and free market economy?
The countries that are succeeding in adapting to centrally planned economy are North Korea, Cuba, Zimbabwe, China, and Vietnam.
I also think that more countries that are adapting are Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and Switzerland.
Considering the provision of all citizens in a country, critically evaluate the impact of undocumented workers on the overall economic growth of a country.
Okay, but what are undocumented workers?
Undocumented workers are foreign-born workers who have lack legal documentation required to work in a country illegally, which are often referred to illegal aliens or illegal immigration.
Okay, so we see that they do affect the economic growth and South Africa. But, well, okay, I think our time has run out. And with all that information, I think it's safe to say that we've said enough. Thank you for listening, and thank you guys for joining us.
It was a true pleasure.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you, listeners. My name is Pabalo Khatle, and thank you all for joining us today. It has been a lovely day, and catch us at the same time, same place. Goodbye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life
for you.
Bye, guys.